Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone every Monday at this time, somebody from the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. In this case, it is Chief Deputy Shane Tucker. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
I'm doing well. It's a Monday morning. We've had some incidents here in Escambia County. I know y'all have had some weird stuff in Santa Rosa County as well. I think there's one lesson we all learned last week, which is if you're going to be a repeat criminal, it is more easy to hide if you do not face tattoo yourself massively and then try to hide under a kiddie pool in somebody's backyard. Do I basically have this right?
I think you have the gist of it, and unfortunately, that's just one of those decisions that once you make them, you can't unmake them. You can't unring that bell. You know, when you tattoo your face up like a piece of modern art, it's with you for life.
We're all like, you can't see Candy and Reese are just dying over in here, just laughing so hard. But also, what's sad in this particular case is, I guess it was his relative of his that is now being charged with aiding him in hiding and fleeing from you guys, right?
Yes, that's correct. In cases like that, when we're looking for a fugitive, oftentimes they have to depend on a network, usually of family or close friends or somebody, to help them. You know, when he walked away from custody of the Department of Corrections, he didn't have the resources on his own to get very far.
Sure.
So he would have to rely on somebody, and that's one of the means that we use in locating escapees and people that are fleeing from us. You know, we track down who they would turn to and lean on for assistance, and in this case, that just happened to be Mom.
All right, and in this case, the advice wasn't so good. Go hide under the kiddie pool, which did not work out so well. In other news, you guys had some really creepy things happen over the weekend. Early Sunday morning, you got a not that rare of a call, but it doesn't usually turn out this way, right?
That's right. Yesterday morning, I want to say around midnight, our deputies were dispatched to a house in Milton after receiving a complaint of a burglary. The complainant told our dispatcher that they heard noises coming from her attic, and they believed somebody was in there. And that's not really an incredibly uncommon call. People call from time to time and hear people in their attic, and they're usually high as a kite or mentally ill. But in this case, there actually was somebody in her attic.
No.
Deputies arrived. They could actually hear somebody in the attic, and they were like, well, my goodness, this person's right. There is someone in the attic. They tried to get access to the attic and realized it had been barricaded from the inside. So they started, you know, shouting and trying to establish some contact. And then the guy up there could be heard moving around, ostensibly trying to stay away from the deputies. And after a brief period of time, he wound up falling through the ceiling and was taken into custody. He was charged with possession of concealed weapon, burglary, and criminal mischief.
So, he had a weapon. He was hiding out in her attic. He had barricaded the crawl up, and he fell through. Oh my God! Okay, I hate to ask this question, but this is the terrifying follow up. How long was he up there? Do we know?
Do not know. That you know those questions haven't been totally answered at this point. I can tell you this, in all likelihood, there's either going to be some extreme intoxication or mental illness involved in that type. I don't know that he was necessarily up there for any kind of nefarious intent as it pertained to the homeowner. We will try our best to get to the bottom of that, but I don't think he targeted that homeowner in this particular case.
Okay. So now it's going to be like, if you hear something, say something. I mean, my goodness, because you don't want to – and look, I assume – you tell me if I'm wrong. I assume your advice is if you're concerned enough to go look – because that would be my first, you know, I'd be like, well, there's a weird sound coming from it. I'd go up there, you know, and I'd probably take my gun with me. But do you want us going up in the attic and looking if we think there's a noise, or you just want us calling you guys?
Well, you're going to have to make that call as a homeowner. What I will tell you is this, and, you know, occasionally I'll have squirrels on my roof or something.
Right.
And I know what that sounds like. And a squirrel walking in my attic or a rat in my attic is not going to sound the same as a grown man in my attic.
Yeah.
You know, I, my advice would be this. If you think there's a potential that somebody has broken into your house and is in your attic, that's an extremely, extremely dangerous scenario. My recommendation would not be to go up in the attic and confront that person.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that makes perfect sense.
The homeowner's going to have to make the decision as to what he or she's comfortable with.
You guys also had another situation of a home invasion burglary, right?
We did. Again, yesterday, probably around 9 o'clock in the morning, we got called to a home in Pace for a disturbance. The complainant said he was asleep on his couch in his living room when somebody that he knew broke down the front door, just kicked it right off the door frame and commenced to beating him about the head and body with his fists. His girlfriend tried to intervene, and she was battered as well.
Wow.
Thankfully, the injuries that they sustained were relatively minor, and the suspect did flee before we got there, so we will have a warrant pending for burglary, battery, and criminal mischief. We don't know exactly what his motivation was, but clearly there was some bad blood between these two.
Wow, that's so frightening. Because you think, you know, you tend to think inside your home with the door closed, all good. You don't tend to think of, like, I'm on my couch, I need to be ready for anything, you know. But, I mean, I guess every once in a while you do. There was a little bit of good news for y'all this week. I did see a video. I don't know if this is good news or not. The event was good news of you guys doing some stuff with the Miracle League. I did see a video of some deputies dancing, and I'm not sure that's a good news video.
Well, you know, I guess it all depends on your perspective. There's really two trains of thought on that. A lot of people like to see deputies dancing, and a lot of people don't. I happen to fall in that the undecided category. I'm looking at that video right now, and it's really hard for me to get on either one of those teams.
Well, they're doing good stuff for the community, but let's just say we're not going to see them on So You Think You Can Dance anytime soon. Last thing is, you guys have a new canine, right? New bloodhound?
Oh, we sure do, Doc, and he is a precious little bloodhound. You know, our bloodhound program has been just uber successful. And it's really exciting to watch it grow as we get new hounds in and watch them change. And I got to tell you, I'm probably not supposed to do this, but I think Doc may actually be my favorite. That is probably one of the cutest little bloodhounds I've ever seen.
Well, we won't tell any of the other dogs you said that. How about that? The other officers can fend for themselves. Shane Tucker, he is the chief deputy of the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, thanks so much for the time, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.